Hi Libra, April here from Real Talk Tarot, and today we have your mid-March energy read, so let's get right on into it. Now, my first impression of the pre-shuffle is that some money, property, or possessions have been held back, all right? Either you or someone else did this to you was holding back something that was rightfully yours, because we have the Justice card out here. So let me tell you what I got. Excuse me. We got the Four of Pentacles reversed, Death reversed, Justice, and the Seven of Wands. And then at the bottom, we had the Six of Pentacles reversed, okay? So something is being called to justice here. If you or anyone, 111 on the clock, if you or anyone else were being breadcrumbed, or some funds, something that was owed to you, something that was rightfully yours, or perhaps you did this to someone. This could be involved with the law, because justice is here. And you're a Libra, and I mean, this could be, you know, this could be any number of things, but whoever you are, you could even be a representative for someone else, like a lawyer, or, you know, some appointed person. However, it looks like things are going to change. That's the overall first impression energy I got. So let's get into it a little bit more. I'm going to do a Celtic cross, and then I'm going to pull a couple cards from my own personal deck, from my own angels and ancestors, or some additional messages. Okay. So take this as it resonates. Take what's yours, leave the rest. And here we go. All right. Four. Libra. So let's see. Where's Libra right here in the middle of this step? Right in the middle of this read, rather. What do we got for Libra? What is going on? Well, Spirit was more forthcoming with messages in the pre-shuffle than they are at the moment, so. Let's there we go. Thank you, Spirit. Two of Swords. So, obviously, someone was not making a decision on something, and they were sitting on it. What is crossing this Two of Swords, please, for the Starseed of Libra this mid-March 2022? Spirit, what does Libra need to know about what's crossing this Two of Swords, please? Thank you, Spirit. The Empress. Well. Wow. Well, that could very well be you, obviously, the Empress Libra. So there you are. Perhaps you've been withholding, holding back, delaying. All right, let's find out what was above. What's in the attic for Libra? Above and below. Well, we have the Devil reversed. Okay. So the decision was going to be releasing the attachment, or the unhealthy connection. In your basement is the Page of Swords reversed. So something is definitely coming to the surface. It's coming out in the open. We have Spirit in the recent past. What brought Libra to this energy, please? Four of Cups. Someone refused an opportunity. Maybe in the past the opportunity was presented to do the right thing, and I don't think it was taken because of that devil up there. So what in the near future, please? What in the near future? This could be anything. This could be like job related. It could be inheritance. It could be, could just be, you know, money in general being it could be child support. It could be any one of those things. So how about the near future, please, Spirit? One card, please, Spirit, for the near future. For the starseed of Libra. Thank you. King of Wands reversed. This guy is not very nice. This energy is... I shouldn't say guy, it's not necessarily, it just could be the energy of you may have to defend yourself, or you may have to because I felt that in the pre-shuffle about the needing to be defended or defending yourself, but there was potentially not really justification. Maybe you thought you were justified, or someone else did against you, whatever the case might be. All right, so people see you as the King of Swords, and you're not playing either way. Whatever the side of the situation you're on, they see you taking control, and you are not playing, or someone else is not playing. What are the outside influences? Thank you, Spirit. The Hermit. So things are being kept from you. You know, knowledge was being kept from you, or you were keeping it from someone else. But there were some secrets here, or something, you know. Some hidden motives or agendas. Okay. Maybe the hidden agenda was coming from a place of what a person thought was the spiritually or morally correct thing to do. But you got an immoral mother lover right here with this King of Wands reversed energy. I don't know about all that. So, your hopes and your fears. For Libra, what are the hopes and fears, Spirit? What are messages? Sorry, that was too many. One card, please, Spirit. Hopes. What are the hopes and fears of Libra for this mid-March? Show me the outside influences, Spirit. Thank you. The Hanged Man reversed. So something was being kept in limbo on purpose. For whatever reason, okay? This just makes me think, like, of a... I don't even want to say... just someone who may have abused their authority here. Or their influence. They may have overstepped some boundaries, you know, in the name of whatever their belief was. What is the potential outcome, please, for Libra? What is the potential outcome for Libra? Eight of Cups. So we could be walking away from this situation. Yeah, excuse me. I think Spirit doesn't want you to hear this message or something, or not Spirit, but some other energies, because my throat chakra, okay, so this could be a message for you as well. My throat chakra is closing the hell down right now, so maybe you have walked away, you know. But this stuff is going to all resolve itself. It looks like once you make this decision, you'll have to leave something behind. You know, you're going for higher ground, okay? So you probably don't even want to have to fight over what's rightfully yours. You shouldn't have to, but someone has put you in a position, or you have done this to someone else, where they have to defend themselves. Okay, if that makes any sense to any of you Libras, that is your message. Okay, so let's move along here to my... I'm gonna need a drink of water here. To my own angels, ancestor guides here. And we're going to see what messages they have for you. Additionally, I'm going to cut this deck three times and we'll get three messages, please. Okay. Your emotions are your superpower. Okay. Now, being a Libra, you're probably not all up in your feels all that much. It's not that you don't have any, but you normally handle things with logic. You know, mind over heart. So I think maybe Spirit wants you to consider perhaps using a little empathy for either yourself, or getting yourself into this situation, or for perhaps being wrong and putting someone else in a compromising situation, okay? All right, thank you, Spirit. And another one, please. Tough love. Someone's going to get it when they don't get what they want. And it's happening for a reason. And lastly, mind games. And I think this could be between two people, but I really think someone here was playing mind games with themselves. They were perhaps convincing themselves that whatever it is they were up to was justified. Okay? So, Libra, I hope you enjoyed your messages for this mid-March. I invite you back again, and as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.